All right, all right, all right, all right. Welcome to Fun Friday, y'all. And it is a fun Friday. I don't know what's going on with this music thing tonight. But you know what? It's okay. We still going to work this thing out eventually. Because something ain't right here. Something ain't going right. But it's okay. It's all right. It's all right. It's all right. It's Friday. And I'm feeling good. And you know what? That's a good thing for everybody involved. That's right. It's Friday, y'all. And you know what? Sometimes on Fridays, things don't seem to work right, but it's okay. We got this. We got this. That's right. So, you know what? Since we got this, everything is everything. Now, welcome to Fun Friday on Blog Talk Radio. You're listening to Let's Talk. If you want to join the conversation tonight, 347-838-8622. Email me, ericletstalk@gmail.com. Or join me in the chat room. Sign into Facebook, MySpace, whatever your social media site is. Join me in the chat room. We can have a conversation there also. Now, see, what else did I miss? Oh, if you want to follow me on Twitter, @DrivenForLife62. That's right. And four is F-O-R. That's right. So, hey, you can follow me there, too. Now, it's about that time, y'all. It's about that time for you know what? Oh, tastes like more barbecue and snack bar. See you in a minute. Hey, Colleen Fort Hood, are you looking for some down-home smoked barbecue? Meat so tender it falls off the bone? If so, I have the perfect place for you. Tastes Like More Barbecue and Snack Bar, located at 1015 Adams Avenue, just 2 minutes from the Fort Hood East Gate. They're open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. The menu includes barbecue ribs, chicken, mouth-watering brisket, macaroni and cheese, potato salad, coleslaw, baked beans, collard greens, rice and beans. They also have red tea. They also have Kool-Aid. Yes, y'all, Kool-Aid, the red Kool-Aid. You hear me? Oh, yeah, and all the food is prepared daily. That's what I'm talking about. You have trouble getting off of work and going to sit down and eat, no problem. They take call-in orders. Just give them a call, 254-213-9660. Tastes Like More Barbecue and Snack Bar. Woo! Barbecue's so good, makes you want to come back for more. Check them out. All right, all right. Tastes Like More Barbecue and Snack Bar. Hey, the food is outstanding, man, I tell you. I had a chopped beef sandwich the other day. That sucker was so good, man. I'll tell you. I couldn't get back up there fast enough to get me another one. I'm telling you, but it was on point. That's for real. That's for real. Y'all make sure y'all go by there and check it out. You do get this 10% discount if you're military or if you're a student. All right, just show your ID, or if you're in uniform, don't worry about it. We know you're in the military, so you get your discount, okay? All right. Now, you know, there would be the mothership is in the shop for repairs, I have to say. So the mothership will not be visiting us this evening. And you know what? This is a shame because I really wanted my mothership tonight, but it's okay. It's okay. All right. Now, the mothership will be back next week, though. I promise. I promise. It'll be back. Okay? So, y'all all right. You still can have them drinks, though, okay? All right, all right. That's all I'm saying, y'all. It's a mothership, you know. We got to fix the mothership, so it's going to be all right. It's going to be all right. Now, let's talk about some things here that we really need to talk about, because there's something wrong with people out there. There really is. They you know, some people are just, they're mind-boggling, man. They really are. It's some things that they do, just, I don't know. I don't know. You know, that's why I say we need to start tasing some folk around here. You know what I mean? Because if you start tasing them, the mind will come around then. I'm just saying, their mind probably will come around. That's right. We need to tase some folk around here. And I'm telling y'all, I have a whole list of folk need to be tased. Yeah. Now, let's talk about some things in the news. You know what I mean? Now, the election is over, right?
Right.
So, now, we know the election over, and in some places, you're just not going to have harmony. There's some places you're just not going to be welcome, you know, if you voted for, you know, the Obamas. I mean, it's just simple. It's not hard to figure out, people. So, if you go into college in a place called Mississippi, okay, and we know what Mississippi is all about. It's not like it's changed any. Some would like to think so, but we know better, right? Now, so, with that being the case, and you happen to find certain things done to your dorm room and your vehicle, what happened? Why you getting mad? Why you getting mad? It's Mississippi, you dumb ass. What did you think? They was just going to sit down and let this go without doing something? No. I know y'all saying I'm wrong. No, I'm not. No, I'm not wrong at all. Let's think about this. You're going to get all upset, but you're going to school in Mississippi. The University of Mississippi. Yeah. Yeah. That's all I'm going to say. You're going to school at the University of Mississippi. All right? The State University. Oh, Lord. You know, we haven't been welcomed there for a long time. I don't know what you'll think is so great now. You know, they still, what's the school nickname? The Rebels? Okay, that's all I'm going to say about that. But you know what, before I go with my next story, ladies, you know, I was just watching Undercover Boss. And there was this young lady on there. You know, she had a short haircut. It was sharp. The haircut was sharp. You know, her glasses. But why did she have all that blue eyeshadow on her eyes? She looked like Bozo the Clown. Ladies, so you don't need all that on your face. Okay, just a little bit. But it don't have to take up half your damn eyelash. You know? And it's bright blue, too. Come on, y'all. Come on. And if you're dark as tar, that definitely ain't helping you none. I'm just saying. I'm just putting it out there like that. You know, I know y'all need to wear your eyeshadow because that's what you think you need to wear. But you know what? It's not necessary on a lot of y'all. Y'all just get carried away with it. Now, no. You know, one little simple, you know, line or whatever, it'd be sufficient. But no, you know, like y'all put the whole pack on your eyebrows. You walk around here and they think you're a rodeo clown or something. Yeah, they're chasing bulls. That's what you're doing. But anyway, I ain't going to bother y'all more about that. So when you put that eyeshadow on, come on now. Watch out, okay? Because eyeshadow and bat wings together, that's not an attractive sight, okay? And y'all know what I'm calling bat wings. Them long, old, thick eyelashes everybody like to wear now. Yeah, those are bat wings. Because some of y'all can flap them so fast you take off. They're so damn big. That's right. So now you got bat wings and you got goddamn color over your eyes. I'm just saying. It's okay, though. It's okay. Somebody like you out there, right? Oh, that's right. Maybe another rodeo clown, but somebody like you. All right, now we got a basketball player that is accused of shooting into a woman's car after using a bat to break the car windows. And y'all know where this happened at? Atlanta. You know what I mean? That's a shame. Now, it happened to 29-year-old Jennifer Lacey. It happened to her car, and she plays for the Tulsa Shark, and that's the WNBA basketball team. Yeah. And the person who did it was former WNBA star Shamika Holtzlaw. That's right. It was another woman who shot into this lady car, beat the car with a bat. Oh, Lord. And now, host car is 35 years old, y'all. 35 years old. Why are you going around shooting in people's cars and doing stuff with a bat? That is so high schoolish, isn't it? That's what they say. It's high schoolish. I guess it ain't too high schoolish because she did it, you know? I mean, I remember when Holeslaw was playing basketball in Tennessee. She was the bomb in Tennessee, you know? But I guess, hey, she got to the WNBA, she really wasn't that good. Now, you want to know why she was doing this? Because her and Lacey had a relationship. They were girlfriends at one time. That's right. They were girlfriends. So I guess one left the other one, and she wasn't happy about it, so she's going to fix this. What am I going to do? I'm going to go and shoot into the car. That's right. I'm going to scare this bitch. Mm-hmm. And you know what? She bet not move, because I'm going to beat her car with a bat, too. Well, let me say this. If you're that bad to beat up on the car, jump on the person. You know what I mean? Let's be real. Jump on the person. Let's see what you really got. Oh, Lord have mercy. But y'all know Lacey's not a small girl, so Shanika did right. Stay the hell away from her. Just do a little stuff like that. That's just crazy, though. And these are women, grown women. These aren't high schoolers. You know, these are not the teeny boppers. These are god dang, that's a grown-ass woman, 35 years old. Wow. Hey, just like I say for a man, I'm going to say it for a woman. The coochie-coochie can't be that damn good. I'm sorry. It can't be that good. And speaking of coochie and women and all that good stuff, what? Okay, we'll come back to that. Oh, hell, we will. We're going to go with it right now. What the hell is going on? Ladies, no, I'm not going to say ladies. You people out there that like the same sex, okay, men, it's just disgusting. You know, I'm just going to say it. That's just disgusting. Two bearded jokers up there kissing and hugging and rubbing on each other. That's just nasty. It really is. That's nasty. Now, ladies, I'm not understanding this. And maybe I need to go and do some research because I want to know. If you don't like Peter that much, why do you go and buy the Play Peters? Really? You supposed to like girls because you can't stand a Peter, but you go and buy a Play one and y'all play with that one. Well, hell, there's a whole lot of damn real ones out here for you. And a whole lot of them you ain't got to keep. They'll be glad to give it to you and leave you alone. I'm just saying. Just something to make you think a little bit. Because I know I think about it like, why? Okay, I'm moving right along. whoa, it's me. Okay, here we go. A former Houston Texans punter, Mr. Brett Hartman, he decided to sue the county that owns Reliant Stadium, saying they had unsafe turf, and that's what caused his possibly career-ending knee injury. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's right. So what he's saying is he had a knee injury, and because the stadium had bad turf, it caused him to hurt himself. Now, if I ain't never heard a bunch of bull crap in my life, that's it right there. Now, I'm going to tell you straight up, that's a bunch of bull crap. Number one, Reliant Stadium is brand freaking new. You see what I'm saying? So now, all of a sudden, you want to blame the stadium for you hurting your knee. This, what the stadium do? Reach up and grab your ass? Come on, Hartman. Let's be real about this. Hey, it happens. You a pro football player. Knee injuries happen. Don't blame it on the turf. Please, don't blame it on the turf. The turf didn't have nothing to do with it. Hell, you a punter. I mean, really, you ain't like you that big anyway. About the size of a toothpick, so I mean, really? Man, quit trying to sue them people trying to get some money. Because you just hurt yourself. What you need to be doing is damn rehabbing. You need to be rehabbing and damn it, trying to find another team to play for. You wasting your time right here talking about you trying to sue somebody. Oh, really? No, I don't think so, y'all. I mean, really. He's a punter. He's a freaking punter. Like, he's really got that much going on. You know, you're a punter, guy. Y'all, if for the ladies don't know what a punter is, he's the little guy that stand behind everybody and kick the ball. Yeah. That's all he do. If the team is good, he may get out there once or twice a game. So, no, that tell me he just wasn't working out right. That's right. He wasn't working out right. He, you know, he just hurt his knee. But he want to say the turf caused it. Hell. The turf don't play no football. They play football on the turf. Right? See? And it was fine as long as you was playing on it and you wasn't hurt. But all of a sudden, now you hurt and you want to try and sue somebody. Sit your broke ass down somewhere. You know, you sound about as bad as Iverson. You know, you do. What are we talking about? Practice here. We're talking about practice. Duh. Need to tase both of their asses. That's what we need to do. That's right. We really do. We need to tase somebody. I'm not going to lie. Not going to lie to you. Now, here's some breaking news for those that don't know. Comedian actor Cat Williams arrested in California, y'all. Cat Williams got arrested. Mm-hmm. And he got arrested because a man said he hit him over the head with a bottle. He was charged briefly. He was taken in custody briefly and charged with suspicion of assault. This happened Wednesday night. Oh, Lord. Now, the victim said he was on aboard a tour bus that was parked outside a downtown hotel. Now, we talking about Cat Williams. Cat Williams is every bit of 4'6", okay? 4'6". He's a tiny little joker. So you mean to tell me you see a 4'6" man coming at you with a bottle in his hand and you can't defend yourself? And you sit there and let him hit you across the head? You know what? You deserve it. I mean, come on, y'all. Cat Williams? Really? 4'6" Cat Williams? The little tiny guy that Damon was chasing in House Park? I mean, in Friday's Next? Oh, man. I can't even believe that one. Now, why you want to do that, man? Huh? Cat Williams. I'm telling you, the Joker is short. He tiny. He ain't got time to be hit nobody across the bottle probably way more than he does. Hell. I'm just saying, y'all. I'm just saying. Hey, it ain't my fault Cat Williams is so tiny. I mean, he got arrested, though. You know, they had to put some special handcuffs on him. He's so tiny. That's right. They had to take the shoestrings out of his shoes and tie them around his wrist because they couldn't find anything else to fit. That's right. I'm telling you. I'm just saying, y'all, that's Cat Williams. You know, it's one thing to be on stage talking noise about doing something to people. When you get out here for real, the people, see, and that's what I'm saying. He was attacked aboard a tour bus that was parked outside a downtown hotel. So what did the guy do on the bus, huh? Take Cat Williams' holes or something? I mean, really, y'all. Let's really think about this thing. Why would Cat Williams want to go on a parked tour bus and hit somebody in the head with a freaking bottle? You know, do we see the logic in this? I don't see no logic in it, unless he tried to take one of his women. But once again, Cat Williams is 4'6". The average joker, look, the average 10-year-old can stand up and be taller than Cat Williams. Hey, and you take his perm comb from him, he really in trouble. He ain't going to bother you. That's right. But no, this joker, he want to sit there and let him hit him. I don't know. I'm not understanding that. Why? Why? I don't understand, y'all. Why are you letting a man hit you in the head who 4'6", weight 95 pounds, got a perm in his head, and you going to sit on a bus and let him hit you in the head with a bottle? Now, let's really think about this. You had to see him coming, don't you think? You're sitting on a freaking bus. So that means he walked on the bus. And you had to see him coming at you. Now, I'm just saying, y'all, there's something about that story just not right. Just not right. You sitting on a tour bus. On a tour bus. Number one, why are you sitting on a tour bus outside a downtown hotel? What y'all trying to get going out there? Then what Cat Williams doing at the hotel? See, it's a whole lot. This story just ain't making no sense. Then you're going to watch him get on the bus, walk up to you, and hit you in the head with a damn bottle. What would he hit you with? A bottle of Grow-All? Oh, Lord have mercy. Once again, okay. Okay, all right, y'all. I'm not saying anything else. Grow-All. There's a bottle of Grow-All. That's what he hit him with. Because apparently it did work. That's what it was. That's what it was. The man sold Cat Williams a bottle of Get Taller. Okay. So, you know, he guaranteed he would make Cat Williams at least 6 foot tall. So Cat Williams went up in his room and drank it. You know, because the guy told him it would work immediately. Well, it didn't happen. So Cat Williams got upset. Then he came back downstairs, got on the bus, and hit the man in the bottle in the head with the bottle of Grow-All. That was empty. Because Cat Williams wasn't even taller. He was still 4'6". So that's why he hit that man in the head with that bottle. Okay. I'm just saying, y'all. I'm just saying. But, really, Cat Williams hitting somebody in the head, on a tour bus, that means he walks up to you, and you see him coming, and you, hell, you blow hard, you get Cat Williams to fall down. Really? I don't know, y'all. I don't know. I'm just saying. But let me, you know what, y'all, let me tell you about my little crazy child. Now, this little boy, he 9 years old, okay? And I love him to death because he's the man. He is. But this joker called me tonight, and he said, Daddy, I know what I want for Christmas. I'm like, okay, Eric, what do you want for Christmas? I want an iPhone. Okay, I didn't hear that right. So, you know, well, I was kind of halfway listening, so I had to sit up now because I really got to pay attention to this. Okay, Eric, what did you say you wanted? I want an iPhone. And the only thing I can ask this boy was, what the hell wrong with you? How you going to get an iPhone? I don't even own an iPhone. You 9 years old. You couldn't even keep up with the $10 phone you had at one time. And you want me to spend $500 on an iPhone? That, number one, he's going to lose. Number two, his bigger brother, older brothers are going to use it. And I'm going to spend, what's wrong with kids these days, huh? What's wrong with them? Is it something in the water that make them think they need to just get whatever they want? A 9-year-old walking around with a freaking iPhone. Really? You better put two cans together and a string and run it from room to room. Because that's about the closest you're going to get to an iPhone. Oh, my goodness. Heck, some of you grown-ups don't even need an iPhone. Because y'all just about as bad as the kids. And some of y'all get phones and y'all the phone don't last two months, if that long. You done dropped it. You done walked over it. Then dropped it in the toilet. They would, you know what? You done destroyed so many phones. They won't even let you get insurance on them no more. They have to. You have to sign. You have to. They run your credit before you get the phone now. That's right. Cause some of y'all just that freaking bad. That's right. Y'all tear phones up just that bad. You know, hell. Lord have mercy. I'm telling you, they see you coming, they already know. No is the answer. Because you done destroyed another one. And what the song used to be, another one bites the dust. That's how some of y'all are with them phones. You know, I don't know what y'all think them phones are made out of. Because it's not much or nothing. But yet y'all be destroying them. Y'all always want to go back in. Come on, they won't give me a new phone. They want me to buy a whole new one. And you should. You'd have been in 18 times to replace a phone. Hey, they ain't making no money anymore. You making all the money because you keep getting free phones. I'm just saying, y'all. I'm just saying. I mean, really, really. You know some of y'all out there that bad, too. Especially y'all with these old fancy phones. You know that iPhone, that's a sensitive phone right there. You know, it really is. If you're blowing that damn thing too hard, it just breaks down and don't work anymore. I don't see why y'all be buying them. And then some of y'all out there, every time a new one come out, y'all rush to the store to get it because y'all just got to have it. When you should be rushing. Hush. Okay, I'm not going to go there. Anyway, iPhones, he wanted an iPhone, and I was like, nah, son. No. We not doing the iPhone thing. I'm not feeling that. So, what else do you want? Well, Daddy, since I can't have an iPhone, I want a PlayStation 3. Now, here's the problem with the PlayStation 3, y'all. The boy has a Wii and an Xbox already. What the hell is he going to do with a PlayStation 3? Where he going to hook it up at? Huh? See what I'm saying? Man, I tell you. I'm telling you. That's what the kids now, they need a job. Need to put them out there raking or cutting somebody's yard or something because they cost too damn much. Now, what he probably get is a bag of boiled peanuts and a bag of boiled peanuts and a Coca-Cola and say, Merry Christmas, have a good day. And that's probably what he going to get. I'm telling you. Man, I ain't gonna lie to y'all. That's for real, though. That's for real. Hey, I'm so broke from the rest of the year. Hell, Christmas time. Ain't no time even waiting about it. Y'all know what I gotta do for Thanksgiving? Man, I gotta go out here and find one of these old fat crows. You know, them crows that walk around on steroids. I gotta go out here and find one of them and catch them and eat them and pretend it's a turkey. That's right. That's how broke I am. I can't even go in nobody's backyard and catch a chicken. I got to go and catch me an old fat crow. I know, right? I know. So what y'all doing for Thanksgiving, man, huh? What y'all doing out there for Thanksgiving? I know some of y'all got to go over to your relative's house, don't you? And you just hating that because your relative never could cook. You know, it can't cook. So you be not trying to eat and they be trying to come on dinner time. So you want to say the prayer because you got to send an extra prayer up, extra long prayer to make sure you don't get sick from eating the food. And then you double check the food to make sure ain't no critters crawling in it. You know, the way they like Thanksgiving dinner too. I'm just saying. You know, there's some of y'all out there like that now. You know it. Hell, some of y'all, the relatives, nobody want to come over and eat at your house. I'm just going to say it. Oh, Lord, have mercy. No, I'm just saying. You know, when I was in the military, man, I ain't going to lie to you. My Thanksgiving used to be the bomb. You hear me? I mean, I had a meal every year. It was the same meal. I didn't have to worry about nobody cooking it. I didn't have to worry about nobody coming over eating it because it was my meal. And you want to know what it was? It was rice, pork, and beans, and some chicken. That was it. That's all I needed. And nobody never asked to come over. I never invited anybody over. And I ate my pork and beans, rice, and fried chicken and watched football all day. Well, a couple of times I had to open the window, if y'all know what I mean. But other than that, yeah, it was a pretty decent one. But no. Then you get up and write. So now you have to start inviting people over to your house. They used to drive me crazy, man. Why? Now, don't get it twisted. I can cook, but the point is I didn't want to. Oh, Lord, I didn't want to. And you know how you have potlucks. I know everybody had a potluck at work, especially around this time of the year. No, if not, you got one coming. And that one person that you know can't cook always fixes the biggest plate of the biggest part of whatever it is that's at the potluck. And they be watching to see who's going to eat their food. And then nobody eats it. They kind of get upset. And then they make you feel guilty. Well, why you ain't trying to try mine? Did you try my squash over there? So now you feeling guilty. So you got to go and try this stuff. You know it's already nasty. But see, now you don't want to hurt her feelings, his feelings. So what you do? You go right ahead and eat that old nasty food. You're hoping they got a good cup of Kool-Aid. Well, some of y'all have your little flask, so y'all hoping and drink something behind it so it won't be so bad. I'm telling you, man. Thanksgiving is a trip. You know that? Thanksgiving is a trip. You know, and then some families, you know, you sit around the table, you know, the food is all. You know what? I gotta ask this question, though, because I must have missed something. Now, when I was, you know, I guess we didn't have one of them old extra long tables. So, you know, couldn't all the food get on the table at one time? Who really does that besides on TV? I'm just asking, who really does that? I mean, really? You know, now everybody's reaching over each other trying to get the food. You're putting your hands over the food. And then, you talking about the germs being spread. Y'all never think about this stuff. That's what I'm telling you. Can you imagine the germs and stuff being spread and dropped all over the meat? Okay. All right, y'all. And don't you have that relative that every Thanksgiving, they want to make the dressing. My dressing is good. My dressing is the moistest and the best thing you ever taste. And you put it in your mouth and you damn near choke because it's so damn dry. I'm telling y'all, man, Thanksgiving is funny. It really is. It's funny. Because, you know, you get to see them relatives that you normally don't deal with. And, you know, you'd be like, okay, it's Thanksgiving. I'm going to be nice, da-da-da. But halfway through, you realize why you don't deal with them. Because they worrisome. They really are. They worrisome. And you always got that one relative that finds everything wrong with everything. You know, the bird wasn't cooked right. Or it's got too much seasoning on. The greens don't taste like they've been clean. And what else they be talking about? You could have grilled the chicken a little bit longer. You know what I mean? And you know what you want to tell them? Take your ass on to your own house then. Get one of them damn big old cockroaches and fry him up and enjoy it, damn it. And make sure you take a Coke with you. So you can say, I gave you something on Thanksgiving. I'm just saying, man. Thanksgiving is fun. It really is. Thanksgiving is a whole lot of fun. You know, then you go around the table, everybody say what they thankful for. You know, and then if you're the last one, you're just in trouble because everybody done said what you done thought of. So now by the time they get to you, you got to think of something totally different than what everybody else said. Or they're going to look at you and be like, they just said that down there. So, you know what, if you're going to have that at your Thanksgiving dinner this year, I behoove you to be one of the first ones, okay? You know, I say be one of the first ones. I'm just saying. I don't know. And you know what? Hey, don't get me wrong. I love Thanksgiving, man. I do. Thanksgiving is fun. It is. Thanksgiving is real fun. As long as I ain't got to be bothered with people. That's right. I ain't got to be bothered with people. You know, especially if you have Thanksgiving dinner at your house, everybody coming to your house, man. About Let's see. About after the second hour, you ready for everybody to go home. They done got on your nerves. They little badass kids done ran around the house and about tore everything up. You running around trying to hit them all in the head to get them to sit down. You know, everybody, and they got food and they want to lounge. And you got that one uncle or cousin that's going to snore no matter what. You know, so they sit down after eating, they go on to sleep. So now you got to listen to that for a whole afternoon. You know what I mean? So by the time nighttime comes, you only thing you want to say is get out of my house. But then there's one other problem. Number one, everybody wants to take a to-go plate. You know, some people come in the house before they eat, they fix them a to-go plate. See, them the ones you need to have a taser for. So you see them reaching for something, just tase them. I'm just saying. You know what I mean? And stop. You'll stop all that. You would. You would stop all that. Now, you know, and then, you know, then once everybody leave, you stuck with cleaning everything. So you know how to fix that? I'm gonna give y'all a secret to Thanksgiving and how to keep your mess down real, real low. Get paper plates, y'all. And don't get them big old round spacious ones. Get the tiny ones. You get the tiny ones. See, so they can't put up everything on they want on that plate. See what I'm saying? So they're going to get what they really want. That's right. See, y'all never thought about this, but it's a plan. See, eventually, they're going to, you know, fill a little plate up. They're going to go and sit down and eat and be happy. That's right. But the best thing about that is you won't have too many dishes out there. Now, that's for those that wash dishes as they cook. I know some of y'all don't wash dishes at all. That's fine. Well, I hope you have a dishwasher then. But if you don't, somebody got to wash some dishes. So if y'all want to wash dishes, get you some paper plates, some of them red drink cups, you know, some paper towels, napkins, or whatever you want to use, and go for it. And then you won't have to have all them dishes. I'm just saying. It's just a thought, y'all. It's just a thought. You know, sometimes thoughts are good. And sometimes thoughts aren't so good. Depends on who you are and what your thought is. Okay. All right. I'm going to leave that alone now. Okay. I'm going to leave that alone. I'm not bothering anybody else for the moment because right now, we going to talk about bathing suits and bikinis and people in them. Like, can you imagine, man, guys out there, can you imagine Judge Tola in a bathing suit? Oh, my goodness. Can you see her in it? Just nice body, nice figure, everything. I mean, can you imagine? Look at your lady. Can you picture her in a bathing suit, a bikini? You look at her and just shake your head like, I know, right? You can't wait to get out of that bathing suit. I know, that's a good thing, ain't it? That's cool, man. Women look so good in bikinis and bathing suits. At a certain age, okay? At a certain age. Now, in this case, Judge Judy, who celebrated her 70th birthday, she celebrated in a white bikini. Can you say, yeah, that's what you have to say, man, because Judge Judy in a bikini. Now, I know some of you perverts are talking about, she looked good. No, she didn't. No, that's why she was covered up the first time. I'm going to tell you, that's why she was covered up the first time. But if you go and look at the mother pictures, and she was in that black all one piece. No, that was real Judge Judy then, y'all. And no, she didn't look. That wasn't attractive, Judge Judy. You 70 years old, girl. Just don't do that to us. Please. Please, don't do that to us no more. You know, hey, we need to hold you in contempt of court for even going out there with that on. Then you're going to get on. Oh, Lord, Hammer. Then you're going to get on that show. What that girl show is? The one that was on NBC, they got the other one fired off NBC. What's her name? Used to be on the CBS News. She got fired off of that. Katie Couric. Yeah, Katie Couric. Don't show that on Katie Couric's show. Nobody wanted to see that mess. You know what I mean? Really? I'm just saying. That wasn't pretty, man. That wasn't pretty at all. 7 years old. Come on, man. Ain't nobody want to see that whole wrinkled white body. And then you're so white, you can't even see her. That's why she had on the black suit, so you know who it was. Because other than that, you wouldn't be able to see this shit damn bright. I saw somebody so white today, man. They were on the news giving the dang on the weather. And you know, the weather, they have that big old green screen behind them, right? So this child was so white, it looked like she was fake. Like she just, you can see her outline of everything. She was so freaking white. I'm like, really? I mean, come on, y'all. It's one thing. Come on, y'all. Get some sun. Y'all want to sit in the sun anyway, so you might as well go on and do it right. Walking around here looking like a damn. Walk around here looking like a lost star. And just done found its way to the ground. I know, right? Maybe them the type that need to put the old blue eyeshadow on their eye so we know where they are. Walk around here looking like Casper, the skinny ghost. Lord have mercy. Lord. Oh, Lord have mercy. I know, y'all. I know. I got issues. Okay? I'll tell you that. I got issues. And some of y'all got issues, too. Y'all just don't want to own up to it. That's right. Y'all just do not want to own up to it. But it's okay. It's okay. And how many of y'all tired of all these reality shows like The Next Top Model? No. Well, damn, how many Next Top Models can they be? Because the ones that win, you never hear anything from them anyway, right? And then, here's the funny part. You know, they be standing up there in the end, and Tyra be holding them. Only one of you can be the next top model. So now, she's just standing there looking at them, and they looking at her. And you know what the other woman, she says, Pamela, you are the next. You are still in the running for the next top model. Now, you got two people standing up here, right? So now, for a moment, it's got to sink in who name came out. So now, the two people look at each other. Now, you know the one that didn't win. You know what you want to do, right? Slap the hell out of the one that did. I mean, really. But no, they do the right thing. They hug and, you know, cry and move on. But you know, really, they'll be wanting to slap the hell out of them. Like, yeah. You heifer. You know that's what they want to say. But they probably want to say something a little deeper. But, Yeah. When can we get a next top model with some meat? You know, we got all these olive oil looking top models. What the hell is up with that, man? Everybody don't like a toothpick. You know what I'm saying? Some of us like a little beef. With a little curve. That's right. Every time you see the next top model, little skinny, you know what? Little skinny attitude having, no food eating, egotistical dummy. That's what they are. I mean, really. I mean, they smaller than Cat Williams. Now, I can see Cat Williams taking one of them out. You know what I mean? Oh, Lord have mercy. I know, y'all. I'm gonna leave these folk alone. But I'm just saying. Because every time you see it, they all skinny. You know, they all lacking something up top. They really are because they have issues. You know, so just crazy, man. Just the thing. Some of the things that I think about while we be watching. You know what I mean? You be watching, flipping through television. You be like, dang. That's just crazy. But yet, we steady go for them, right? That's what we want to see. Lord have mercy. And we got The Voice, American Idol. What's the other ones we got? Dancing with the Stars, Sunday Best. What all them other little crazy shows you got? You know, the next top country star, the next rock star. Really, y'all? Really? Okay, we know there's a lot of people out there that can sing and all that. But we also know there's a lot of people out there that can't too, right? After a while, it gets old. You know what I mean? It gets old. I mean, come on, how much people can you take just standing there singing and playing the guitar or running around half naked? And you got Survivor. You got the Bachelor. You got, what's this other one? Now, I like The Amazing Race. That wasn't a lot of them need to do. But you got The Amazing Race. Come on, man. Come on. Really? Really? That's a little bit too much. A little bit too much, y'all. That's all I'm saying. No, we need to do. We need to take Donald Trump out there and put him on an island on Survivor. And let's see how much that little wig he got on going to last. When he have to start washing it in that salt water. Yeah, I never thought about that, huh? I thought about something else too, but know what we can do, man? We need to sneak up on Donald Trump and tase his ass. Now, I'm going to tell you why we need to tase him. Because if we tase him just right, that animal on top of his head will come alive and run away like it's supposed to. So he can do something, really go and see the Rogue Gang people or somebody. You know, because he need help with that wig on top of his head. He really do. Because it's just jacked up. It is, man. It's jacked up. You notice after since the election's over, you haven't heard much from Donald. I think Donald done went and crawled back in his little hole now. Well, that's a good thing because nobody really was paying his ass no attention anyway. Now we got old Romney. Romney out there, he's still trying to start some mess. I don't know why Romney's trying to start anything. He crazy as hell, too. He need to go on and get back in his little hole and go where he came from. It's just that simple. The election is over. You lost. Get over it. And that goes for everybody else out there that got a problem. The election is over, y'all. Your candidate lost. Okay? You knew this going in. One was going to win. One was going to lose. It's just that simple. Okay? I mean, get over it. It's all right. The world didn't end. I'm just saying, man. I'm just saying. The world didn't end. So, yeah, we got problems. We got problems, man, in this damn country. This country is so retarded. It's just scary. That's right. Shoot. I don't know. Hey, I see a long-lost soldier in my chat room. P. Yankee, what's going on, brother? We thought you had fell off the edge of the earth. I know. But y'all know what? It's okay. It's okay. Because we all are one. We still all bleed red. We do. Some of y'all bleed slower than others. But we all bleed red. Oh, Lord have mercy. Now, you know, there's those couple of states, man, that said marijuana was legal, even though the federal government say marijuana is not legal. But in the state of Ohio, drugs are not legal. Marijuana is not legal, okay? That's all I'm going to say. So, this 19-year-old man had a chance to stay out of prison, y'all. Only thing he had to do was stop smoking marijuana. That's all he had to do. And the judge, you know, she wasn't going to put him in jail or nothing. That's all. Stay out of prison. He give up marijuana. Right? Let me tell you how smart our kids are these days. This 19-year-old knucklehead, you know, I guess he liked what the judge was saying. But he told the judge he liked smoking weed and staying off it would be a challenge. That's what he told him. You know, he told the judge he could try to quit, but he made one last request. Y'all know what that request was? Could he at least have one more joint in? You know, look, I'm gonna tell y'all, marijuana don't make you stupid. It don't. To do stuff like that, man, you got to be stupid before you started smoking marijuana. That's right, that weed, them trees. That's why I call them the trees. Really? Now, he had a choice. Stay out of jail, just stop smoking weed. Right? That's all he had to do. No, this idiot, not only did he basically say he wasn't going to stop, he asked the damn judge, could he have a joint? Oh, man. I tell you, man, our kids are really bright. They are truly, truly bright. Now, whether... No, y'all know what the judge said. No. No and no. That's right. Now, that would have been the story if she was just pulled out one from under a roll, right? Now, that would have been the bomb. Pulled it out and gave him one. Told him he had to smoke it right there in the courtroom, right in front of everybody. But you know what? That wouldn't have worked either, because he probably would have. But see, know what she should have did? I'm going to tell you what she should have did, y'all. She should have gave him the joint, right? Walked down there personally to light it for him. That's right. Now, I'm going to tell y'all what I'm talking about now. She should have went in there, walked down, gave him the joint, lit it for him. And the first time he took one of them deep tokes, tased the hell out of him. Not only would he choke on that smoke coming out of the joint, them votes hitting that ass is going to make him forget about all that. And I guarantee he wouldn't think about no joints anymore. I'm telling y'all, man, tasing has a purpose. You know, if we use tasing right, man, we can stop a lot of stuff. Yeah, I'm telling you. We can stop a whole lot of stuff. Y'all just don't believe me. Y'all don't. I'm telling you, to start tasing some folk, man, shit. We wouldn't even have to worry about a lot of stuff. Now, for those out there that like to get out of jury duty, you know, every time you get called for jury duty, you got a reason for not going, or you got a reason why you can't do it. Well, let me tell y'all something. If you're in Texas, they'll put your butt in jail for that. I'm just saying. This 20-year-old guy, you know, he wasn't showing up. And then when he did show up, he would leave in the middle of jury selection. I mean, he just wasn't trying to do it. You know, and this became a constant thing with him. So the last time he did it, you know what they did? They issued a bench warrant. They went and got him and put his behind in jail. See, sometimes it work on us sitting up there and listening to them cases. That's right. Ain't like y'all got that much going on at home anyway. Some of you don't like going home, so why are you running from something that'll keep you away from home? That's right. I'm just saying, man. Y'all not paying me any attention, so it's all right. Because I'm talking to myself anyway, so that's even better. That's right. That's even better. You know, I got asked a question today, y'all. And, you know, it was a very interesting question. It really was. And the question was, why do we complain about preachers stealing money and doing wrong when you got drug dealers out there doing wrong and taking people money? Why we don't say anything about them? You know, that's the question for tonight. Why? I'm going to tell you why. Number one, we already know drug dealers are scum. Okay? We already know they taking money. We already know they up to no good. You see what I'm saying? We know this already. So, you know, to waste our time and energy, keep saying it, it's just futile. You know what I mean? It's not even worth it anymore. We know it. And we know the police are in on it. So why worry about it when they keep certain ones out there? And y'all know I'm telling the truth. Don't act like y'all don't know what I'm saying. Now, when it comes to the preachers, you know, that's something different. You know, because they're up in the heart of somebody, and thus said the Lord, and praise him, and And then you know what they do on Monday morning when the morning get ready to go to church. They're the first one to collect the check. take all the church money out the bank and be gone. Lord have mercy. Wow. P. Yankee says cold. Oh my goodness. You know, it's not cold here. And you know what? Man, I don't need no cold weather. I ain't going to lie to you because I'm a little old girl when it comes to cold weather. I can't stand it. Especially if it's raining. Oh, my goodness. I will chop your head off because I don't like the cold weather. Where you at, Pianki? What state you in? Because here in Texas, it's not that cold out here. It's a comfortable. It's a comfortable thing. That's right. It's comfortable. Depending on where you live. That's right. But, you know, hey, it's good for everybody. Sometimes we need some cold weather to kill some of them bad germs the people done left around. That's right. And then again, maybe it's not. Now, you know what? Y'all listening to Fun Friday on Blog Talk Radio. Oh, let's talk. I'm your host, Eric Jackson. And if you want to talk to me or you got something funny you want to tell me, hell, if you just want to get on here and sing, 347-838-8622. That's right. Come on. Call me and do what you got to do. Now, I'm going to tell you straight up, though, before you call. It's Friday. And if you're horrible, I'm going to tell you you're horrible. Okay? So if you can't sing, don't look. If you one of them people that sing around the house and everybody tell you you can sing, don't call me. That means really you can't sing. They just don't want to tell you. Y'all know y'all got them people in there around you be thinking they be blowing too. Be all off key. You know, think they hitting high notes and they hitting notes that wasn't ever written. I know. Especially the ones that drink alcohol. You know, the more they drink, the more they think they can sing. You know, oh my God. And some of y'all ain't no good because y'all be pumping them up. Them, oh, you sound good, man. That's how some of them end up on American Idol because y'all been a lie to these people. I'm just saying. I know y'all don't believe me, but it's okay. Y'all know it's some of you out there know it's true. Y'all, some of y'all know it's true. That's all I'm going to say. Now, y'all know what? We done reached the halfway mark of the show, so I got to take a short break. You know, I got to refill my glass, really. But I'm going to take a short break, and when we come back, we're going to continue the rest of Fun Friday. See you in about 3 minutes. Now, see, that was the wrong song. See, things just, but I'm telling you, this switchboard is just tripping tonight. We'll be right back. All right. I hope y'all enjoyed that selection. Oh, because I was in here dancing myself like, oh, yeah. I was doing the two-step, the Watusi, the Jimmy John, and the Juju dance. That's right. I was doing the damn thing room up in here. That's right. I told y'all the mothership is in the shop, so we the mothership is can't come tonight. So, but it'll be back. So, y'all, you know, it'll be back. You know, the mothership had to get the tune-up done. That's right. The mothership had to get the tune-up done. Okay. So, it's okay, though. Like I say, the mothership will be back, y'all. And you know what? This is what we're going to do. Next time we bring the mothership in. No, I won't tell y'all that yet. I'll wait. But we're going to bring it in right, okay? So, for all those who ain't ready, you need to go. You got a little bit of time to get ready, okay? I'm telling you, because the mothership is going to be like, woo! You know, the mothership visited some people this week because they came home and stuff was thrown all over the house and carrying on. That wasn't nothing but the mothership coming to visit you. That's what it was. That's what it was. It was the mothership. Them little people coming to get you to take you back to your planets. Because some of y'all can't be human in some of the shit y'all be doing out there. That's why they be coming to get you. They coming to get you. So when you go to sleep tonight, close your eyes. Well, look out. Because some of you won't be here in the morning because they're going to come get you. Mm-hmm. You see that flash of light? Hey, you know, it's your time to go. That's right. Oh, Lord have mercy. Check this out, y'all. Ronald McDonald violates a restraining order after entering McDonald's restaurant. Now, for the old school people, you know who Ronald McDonald is. He's the big, dumb-looking clown, right? Yeah. Well, he got a restraining order, man. That's right. I'm going to tell you why. Because he allegedly assaulted his wife, Miss McDonald, and another woman. I don't know what they did. They must have took all his hamburgers and wouldn't give him none because he beat them up. So they had to put a restraining order on him. You know, that's a shame. Ronald McDonald. Ma'am, if anything, you think they put a restraining order on a hamburger, right? But no, we got Ronald McDonald getting one. Because he want to beat up on Miss McDonald and another woman. I'm telling you, y'all. Things are strange around here. You know, they trying to steal his McFishes and his McGriddles, and I guess he wasn't having it. I'm telling you. Oh, hush, y'all. I hear some of y'all out there. Come on. Now, see, you shouldn't be making fun of that. Whatever. I'm going to make fun of it because Ronald McDonald did it. That's right. And the Hamburglar got away. That's right, the Hamburglar got away. I know some of y'all don't know about that, but some of us do. So I'm just going to leave it at that. Now, let me ask you something. Now, you sunbathing in your front yard. Number one, you sunbathing in the front yard. That's not, you know, that's not too bright of a thing to do anyway. But you so into your sunbathing, you got your headphones on, and I guess you got the music turned up so high, you can't hear nothing, and you done went to sleep. And then a truck run over your head. Yeah, that's what I said. A truck runs over your head. A 4,500-pound truck. Now, why? Now, number one, I don't know. Here's two things about this that didn't make sense to me. Number one, who's driving the freaking truck, and how you didn't see that person laying down there? Number two, you the one sunbathing. Why you got your music turned up so much you can't hear what's going on around you? So, see, there was two things wrong with that. You know? Two things wrong with that. But it happened. It really did. You know, they survived, though. They survived. They really did. They survived. That was a wonderful thing. But if you're laying out in the sun, y'all, do it in your backyard. You ain't got to worry about no truck running over your head. You know, the person survived. She survived, y'all. She survived. But I bet her ass won't lay out there no more like that. Probably see trucks coming and running, die for cover. Oh, I'm just saying. Hey, what y'all got going on for Thanksgiving, man? How many of y'all going to be traveling? How many of y'all going to be traveling? How many of y'all just going to be at home chilling. How are you going to be home chilling? Cooking hamburgers and stuff like that. Who said, why do we have turkey every Thanksgiving? Can you somebody tell me that? Why? That's got to be the biggest, driest bird they have to find. And yet you want to damn have turkey. Really? What's up with that? Now, why can't we have, I have ham myself. I'm telling you, me and the hog, we good friends. We good friends. So, yes, I have my ham. I have to have the ham. Yes, I do. Oh, Lord, have mercy, I do. And then you got the turkey legs, man. You see how big them turkey legs are? They're about big as the damn bird. So if you buy the turkey leg, you know how big your pan got to be just to cook them? You can't just put them in the oven because they take up, one of them damn near take up your whole oven. I mean, we need to rethink this Thanksgiving thing. We really do. Because, see, here's what I think we should do. Depending on the state you live in, you should have certain things for Thanksgiving. Okay? Like, say, Florida. The state that never votes right. And we know Florida have issues when it comes to voting. So as long as they're not voting, they're okay. I'm going to tell you. But anyway, here we go. Here we go. Florida, this is what you need to do for Thanksgiving. Your Thanksgiving needs to be full of seafood. That's right. You have it right there. So that's it. Seafood. Okay, now, let's say Texas. Texas, you got a bunch of cows running around, so your Thanksgiving should be full of beef. Okay, that's what I'm saying. Okay, now, let's take Nebraska. Okay, Nebraska, yours should be corn, I guess. You're the corn husker state, so you should be corn. You see what I'm saying? Everybody should have something different. Why do we always have to cook that big, dry-ass bird that nobody really eats? And then you try and make damn turkey salad out of it. After a while, you get tired of eating that. Then you got a whole bunch of meat left, and you don't know what to do with it. I'm just saying. So we need to switch it up. Now, me, I'm telling you, I got ham. I'm going to get me a good ham. I'm not even cooking no turkey, because I don't like turkey. That's right. So I'm going to cook me a ham. And see, then I'm going to get me some crab legs. That's right. And some scrimps. And then what I'm going to do, I'm going to mix it all together. And that's going to be my Thanksgiving meal. Mm-hmm. That's right. Hey, ain't nothing wrong with that, y'all. Ain't nothing wrong with that. You cook the ham so you can make you some ham sandwiches. That's right. Ham sandwiches. I'm just telling you what you do. And once you make the ham sandwiches, you're good. Then you take and put the crab legs and the shrimp around it, and you're good. That's your meal. See, that's the problem. Nobody wants to really think about stuff. I know. Pianca said ham, pork, pig. Okay. You know what, PNK, that's fine. I mean, you're entitled to yours. But as for me and mine, I'm eating the hell out the pork, the pig, the ham, the hocks, the feet, the tail, the tongue, the ears. The pig belong to me. I'm just going to put it out there. He belonged to me. And I'm eating him. I'm telling you, I'm eating him. I know. Some of y'all say, oh, man, whatever. I bet if you get hungry enough, you eat it. Nah. How you think about that? Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's right. And some of y'all, y'all undercover pork eaters. Y'all be talking about y'all be eating this, y'all be eating that. When you're by yourself, you be slipping in stuff. I know y'all do. It's okay, though. It's okay. I mean, if that's what you want to do. You know, but be true to thyself. You know, I tell you, hell yeah, I eat from the rooter to the tooter. I ain't got no shame in it. Been doing it for years. Ain't nothing wrong with me. See, that's what I'm saying. Ain't nothing wrong with me. I'm healthy as a Lord. I'm just healthy. That's right. So ain't nothing wrong with it. Oh, Lord have mercy. I'm just saying. You know, there was a woman in Riverside, California. She got arrested, y'all. Yes, she did. She got arrested for speaking too long during a civil city council meeting. I mean, she just talked too long. So the police said, now, this was the police that told her. The mayor and the council member, they didn't say anything. But when she went over her 3-minute time limit, the police walked up to her and put some handcuffs on her and tried to escort her out the building. Oh, Lord. I mean, really? Isn't that kind of taking it a little bit too far, about 3 minutes exactly? That's a little bit too far, don't you think? Pierre can say snoots and tail, huh? That's right, man. That's right. Hey, man, I'm telling you. I ain't going to lie to you, man. I just got to, hey. Oh, Lord have mercy. I got to do it, man. And you get some of that old hog head cheese to go with it. Oh, man, you don't know what you're missing. Yeah, but, man, how many of y'all out there like that old hog head cheese? But that's some good stuff, ain't it? Ooh, Lord have mercy. I'm telling you, that is some, man, that cheese is something else. Oh, Lord, I pardon lost half my listeners on that one. But anyway, yeah, they had to, the lady was 60 years old, man. They tried to put her in handcuffs. And on her way out the door, she shouted to the counselor, "I would like you to quit the harassment with the police." So she thought the council had the police do it, but the mayor said he didn't. They didn't have anything to do with that. The police acted on their own. Now that's what they say. Now that was the council member and the mayor say they didn't have anything to do with that. The police acted on their own. Well, in that case, don't you think you need to keep the police out of here? Then if they're gonna really hold somebody to 30 minutes, really? That's a little bit too much, I think. I think it is. Now, San Francisco, here we come. Woo! San Francisco nudists rally for right to bear it all. For those that don't understand that, they fighting for the right just to be naked. That's right. They want to be naked all through the streets, through their little gay Castro district. You know, they just want to be naked, period. They want to be able to ride their bicycles naked. They want to be able to walk anywhere they want to naked. That's what they're fighting. Because the city of San Francisco is now trying to come up with a law against all that public nakedness. They're trying to ban it. That's right. Now, the naked people... Okay, which is five of them, all five naked people, you know, and actually one of them ran for mayor, you know, on a nudist platform. Imagine that. Anyway, they say their constitutional rights for free speech and equal protection under the law is being violated. Now, I got something to say. If you're a man or woman, you walking around naked, your Peter Weeder swinging, your titties hanging on to your thighs, what they got to do with free speech? If anything, it's you should be listening to some free speech to go tell your ass to put on some clothes. Oh, man. Come on, y'all. Let's be real. Can you see some? Oh, man. Riding a bicycle butt naked? That is just, oh, goodness. And some of them, they sit on that seat. You won't see that seat again. No, it's bad enough when you got no clothes, but to be butt naked and actually see that? No, no, no. Y'all need to put some clothes on. Y'all really do. Because that's not a good thing. You walk around the streets butt naked. Why? Why? You're not getting that much attention at home that you want to walk out in public like that? Huh? Then they're going to get mad when people start sexually harassing them, right? Well, I mean, if that's the case, then you can't be a sexual harasser because you walk around butt naked showing everything. Right? I mean, come on. You got to give up something. Now, you too. But I don't see where the constitutional right for free speech got anything to do with it. You're naked. You ain't saying nothing. You're walking around naked. That's not saying anything. Well, some of y'all, you know, saying your body's saying something, that y'all need to go to the gym. You need to do a little bit more running. Hell, some of your body's probably telling you, please put some clothes on me. I'm tired of being embarrassed like this. Since you're not. I'm just saying, y'all. You know, sometimes, you know, we get a little carried away. We really do. We really get carried away sometimes. Walking around butt-ass naked, then you want to talk about your free speech and equal protection under the law. Well, what about our equal protection? Not to be looking at your nasty ass walking down the street butt-naked. Huh? What about our protection? So, you going to take away our free speech to tell you to put some clothes on your big, round, nasty, sweaty, molded-looking ass? I'm just saying. You know, I mean, really, that's just dumb. That is. That's about a... I'm just saying, y'all, that's just dumb. And it's not being prejudiced, it's just dumb. You know, really. And it's only five of them. Here's the thing, it's only five of them right now. So if they pass this law, you got a whole bunch of folk walking around naked then. Now you done really started something. You know what I mean? So, you know, depending what state, well, this is San Francisco. So we already know what San Francisco is famous for. But just imagine if they start smoking weed and carrying on walking around naked. Now then, some of them are going to be sexually aroused. Then we have a real problem, right? Because some of them feelings are going to get hurt. I'm just saying, man. I mean, you know, sometimes we don't think about certain things before we do them. We really don't. But it's okay. We gonna figure this thing out, though. No, San Francisco nudists, you do not need to walk around butt naked. That is not a good thing. That's not... No. Carbon Radio, I see you out there. Welcome, welcome, welcome. You know, I see you. We don't need you walking around butt naked out there, San Francisco. Put your clothes on, okay? It does not violate your constitutional right for free speech. And there's no equal protection under the law because you are exposing yourself. So, no, there's no protection. Because you want to walk around and expose all your goodies to everybody. So how are you going to protect somebody that want to show everybody off what they got anyway? That is not happening. Okay. All right. So just go and jump into the bay. You know, swim a couple of laps and come on back, put your clothes on and be happy. Okay. That's all you got to do. But we do not want to see you on sidewalks or in plazas on our streets walking around butt naked. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. That ain't happening. Now, when you should have been trying to go butt naked when you was voting, you didn't do it. But now the election over, now everybody want to get butt naked and walk around the street. No, don't do it. That's right. Don't do it. Don't do it because it ain't worth it. Now, I'm serious. It's not worth it. It's not worth it at all. But, you know, I think, you know, sometimes I think people do stuff just for publicity. I know, right? They do. And sometimes they really don't think these things through. Like this woman, this Arizona woman who ran down her husband with the car because he didn't vote. Oh goodness. Yeah, she ran him down and ran over him because this man didn't vote. Witnesses reported the argument broke out on Saturday morning in a park lot and escalated. She chased her husband around the lot with the car, yelling at him as he tried to hide behind a leg pole. Police said he was struck after attempting to flee to a nearby street. Lord have mercy. Now, I know y'all talking about, now, why she did that? Y'all want to know why she did it? I'm going to tell you. Because he didn't get out and vote for he didn't get out and vote for Romney. She felt her family was going to be in danger if it was if President Obama was reelected. So she decided to run over her husband. Well, I tell you, that's bright, isn't it? Sometimes, boy, I tell you, oh Lord, have mercy. It's not that serious. Ain't that, I think that's what I said earlier. It's not that serious, y'all. You trying to kill your own family members. It's not that serious. It's okay. You know, it's all right. It happened. It's over with. Damn. Oh, Lord have mercy. No. Oh, my goodness. But you know what? It's all right. It's all right. I mean, we, you know, sometimes we just be tripping. You know, it's all right, man. It's all right. I'm telling you. Oh, Lord have mercy. All right. All right. Well, I see we got Supreme on the line here. So let me pull Supreme in and see what we got going on. Hello, Mr. Supreme. What's going on?
What's up, my brother? I haven't been around this week. So you know why? It's because my show's on the same, nearing off the same time as yours. So, but I mean, I love your show. You know, I'm Carbon Radio, as a matter of fact. So
I know who you are.
Okay, my brother. So, yeah, I hope you come for that. But yeah, man, what's been going on? That show should be funny, but at the same time, with me with facts and stats. And we, you know what I mean, it's going to be knowledgeable. You know, I don't mind if people want to find certain things that I might bring up and that funny, but everything's the truth, you know, and
yeah. There's
a solution at the end, you know.
Uh-huh.
You know, I like the way that you've been dealing with the communication thing so hard this week. I respect that. I think that needs to be discussed, you know. You know, it's like you're trying to help Brother Stan, you know,
because
he's there and he's, you know, trying to discuss, get into this. And, you know, this is a good healing show because, you know, like, if someone, you know, why I invited you to the special awards, the Hasniger Awards 2012, the reason why I invited you because I thought I only want to invite the radio show, the BTR stars that I believe are helping, you know, heal the community and want to help and, you know, doing some good with their radio shows, they're constructive. Because there's a lot of unconstructive shows out here, you know. So I respect this show because, like I said, you're dealing with inside matters. And I think a lot of people, we need to deal with inside the house before we can go outside and help one another, you know.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Very important. I think it's very important, your show. Because, you know, some people kill themselves because they can't get a woman, you know. They commit suicide. Or they get obese and fat. Or, you know, they lose their whole, you know, some people are very, I know people who are like 30, 32, no woman, no children. And they're very miserable. So if I feel that if they listen to your show, they would get some ideas and they could probably get back their confidence after a while. And you have a powerful show about depression as well.
People look
at that in the archives. Because that, I know it's about laughing and that. But, you know, not a lot of times people can come out and say, you know, I don't think a lot of people, I don't hear a lot of people saying to you how much good you're doing. And that was a good show you had on depression, you know. That was very good, you know. And very heartfelt as well, you know. Because, you know, you discuss yourself and I respect that, you know what I mean? And I've suffered with that in points in my life as well. And I didn't understand it. But that show brought more light on what I was going through in the past, you know?
Okay.
You know, so I think people should, you know, always come in. I know you like to unwind on Fridays with some, I mean. You know, has Mr. Solutions come on the show this week? Because I ain't heard him come on the show this week, you know.
Yeah,
Did he come on yesterday?
Yeah, he came. No, he didn't come yesterday. He came a couple of days, but not yesterday.
Oh, I'm listening to one of them, and I ain't heard him yet.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? And Mr. Solutions, He loves to just go back to the woman, the woman, the woman, and, you know, everything. You don't matter what you do. You could be talking about Obama. Somehow. Yeah, Mr. Solution ends up going back to communication with the women. Somehow. It doesn't matter what you're talking about. Your convers- the whole show always diverts back to women. You know, really, you need to get him a woman. If I was in America, I'd try and get that man a woman, you know. I think that will help him, you know. He might stop thinking about it so much.
That's the supreme. See, there you go.
Because I see that you ain't got no problems. I know I can tell you got charisma. You know how to talk to the ladies.
Okay. All right. Well, I don't know about look, all that, Spree, but okay.
You know what? You know what, brother? Yeah, I'll give advice. You know, if you want to get a woman here, the best thing to do is make them laugh. That, you know what I mean? Make them laugh. Sometimes, you know, I've got women on basis. I've tried to chat them up, but they found it funny. And they gave me the number that. They gave me their phone number. They wanted communication with me because of that.
Oh, okay.
You know, I made them laugh because I was trying to chat them up, but I said the wrong thing. And, you know, we ended up laughing. And, you know, sometimes laughter is probably the best power sometimes. You know, you can soothe the beast with laughter, you know.
Mm-hmm. You know what, though? Talking to them here, we need to tell some of them how to wear their makeup. Walking around here looking like rodeo clowns. But no, anyway, I'm not going to get there. I'm not going to get there. But anyway, yeah, man.
Some of our women, yeah, they've already got colour. Why are they even putting paint and all this stuff on their face again? I don't understand. I tell my woman I prefer her without makeup.
I'm going to tell you, some idiot man told her she looked good. They lied to her. Yeah, some idiot man did it. And so now, you know.
You know what, my brother? This might be funny to you, right? But all of the clothes designers and fashion designers, have you seen America's Next Top Model, yeah?
Yeah.
And it's a lot of, you know, it's these guys are, you know, they like men and men, you know, the same sex, homosexuals who make these clothing lines, right? They tell women how to dress, but they're not interested in women. I don't understand it. There's a program in England, yeah, with one Chinese man. You could type his name called Gok Wang, yeah? He's got a TV program called How to Look Good Naked, right? And he's got a load of women on there telling them how to look good naked. He ain't even interested in them. How does he know if he's sexy or not? I don't understand it.
Wait a minute. Okay, here we go. Now, how to look good naked. Let me tell you something, man. If you naked, there ain't too much you gonna hide. So, so if you got a bad body, you ain't looking good. I don't care what you do to it.
This gay dude in England called is Chinese, yeah. He talked to a woman the other day about it, and she said, "You don't know if he's gay for true." I said, "The man wears makeup. He looks like a woman. I didn't know if he was a woman or a man when I first saw him. I could take 3-4 looks." Before to address that, if that's a woman or a man, you know what I mean? You crazy.
Supreme, you weren't thinking the man was fine, were you? Thinking he was a woman?
No. He looked very androgynous.
Oh, okay.
You see what I'm trying to say? He dresses very androgynous, you know. Mm-hmm. Where do you guys get off wearing these tight jeans again? These are men who don't like the opposite sex. It's just for their liking, you know. And in fact, our men are very... Do you wear tight pipe cleaners? That's what they call them out there, them really tight jeans.
I don't even know. The only pipe cleaner I know about is the damn one I used to clean my weapon with in the Army. That's the only pipe cleaner I know what you're talking about.
You know,
I have nothing else to do with that. Uh-oh. Supreme. I think you finna get it, Supreme. Hold on. Hello, yo. Let's talk. What's on your mind?
Hey, Eric. Here you are. That Friday night instead of the afternoon, huh?
Yeah, you know Friday's Fun Friday show.
Yeah, Fun Friday. So what's fun tonight?
I don't know, Supreme got the flow right now. He got me laughing. I'm sure you got some jokes too.
Me? I don't carry around any jokes.
Okay. Hey, Supreme.
Yeah.
Tell Joe what you told me earlier.
Hey, you know what, Joe, yeah? Every time your phone's on, it's just crackling.
Yeah, my mute phone, I got a bad phone connection. Uh-huh.
Mute it, right? And then when I'm finished speaking, then say something.
Yeah, Eric can mute me, and then I'll press one to get back on.
No, you can mute yourself, brother, because I know Eric don't like to mute people.
Yeah, I don't have a mute button, so how do I do it without the mute button?
Okay.
That's all right.
It sounds a bit better.
Okay.
I was just telling Eric, right?
All right.
There's a TV program out here, yeah, called How to Look Good Naked, right? And there's this guy on there, yeah, he dresses very
exclusive. No, not that one. The one about Mr. Solution, what you said about Mr. Solution.
Oh, yeah. Have you noticed anytime we're speaking about, I've heard Eric trying to talk about something, you know, like about Obama, or he might be talking about something, you know, a current event that we need to talk about. And Mr. Solution, somehow we end up talking about women and communication. Have you noticed that?
Okay, hold on.
Have you noticed that, Joe?
Well, that's his theme for the past couple of weeks, but as long as I've known him, it hasn't been mainly about communication. Mainly Rich's thrust is to try to get women to try to approach men. You know, and that's the one part that I disagree with Rich about, because that's part of women's power, is to not approach men, because they're scared of rejection. We get rejected all the time, you know.
That's
so we have to build up a thick skin. But women,
I agree with that.
You know, but women, when they get rejected once or twice, I mean, they go into a tizzy. So they're not going to give up that power. They, you know, they approach men their own way. They like to hover around the man that they think is, you know, is an eligible man. Or sometimes they actually go up to you and they start talking, but they have to have, like, an excuse, you know, like, well, it's a nice day, or, you know, sometimes I might be direct, you know, at a dance, they might say, how are you, you know, and then they'll do something like that because it's socially acceptable at a dance more than other places. But if they want to really get to know somebody, they usually don't do the direct approach. You know, so that's mainly Rich's thing. But other than that, I agree with Rich just about everything else.
Well, you know what? Yeah, it would be crazy if women was like that, right? There would be if women approached men as much as men approach women, right?
Mm-hmm.
There would be sex going on all over the place.
There'd be
There would be sex going on, or everyone would be having sex all the time.
Well, yeah. Unless, of course,
everybody having sex anyway.
Because men ain't going to refuse nothing. Men don't turn down women that often.
Not that often.
A man turns it down. A man will sleep with a woman, right, based that he wouldn't even really go and talk to, based on the fact that she came to him. It's an easy lay.
Well, I agree that at the beginning, if men were all of a sudden to get women approaching them, they'd say, "Whoo, okay." But if after a while, here's my thing: after a while, men would get used to it like women, and they would turn it down.
I've turned it down. You've turned it down. She must have been atrocious, my brother.
They've been annoying, and sometimes you get to know, like, say you meet somebody, right? They approach you either in a direct or indirect way, and then you get to know them, and then you just don't want to go, it's not atrocious. I mean, they're decent looking, but I mean, it's their personality or something about them, you know. That's mainly, it's like boring. And I have a particular axiom. I remember one guy, I told him, I said, if you don't want to talk to it, don't fuck it. And this was a guy in my office, and there was a girl coming on to him. And she, you know, he liked the idea of the girl, you know, being being indirect and then direct and then, you know, making it plain that she liked him after they got to know each other for about a week or so.
Mm-hmm.
And then he comes to me. And he says, you know, you're right. I said, well, what about? He says, well, I did her, and now no interest. It's not because he fucked her and left her. We all worked in the same office. And I said, I told you, I said, if you don't want to, if you can, don't want to talk to it, don't fuck it, because after you fuck it, you have to talk to it. In other words, the, once you fuck it and everything is all fine and you're smoking your cigarette, who's laying next to you? The bitch you just fucked.
You know what you should have did, Joe? You should have pulled out your taser and tased the hell out of him. Just
We all had to learn that on our own.
Look, because you told him not to do it, and he did it anyway. Tased.
No, we had to learn it on his own. You know, I mean, a lot of guys, you know, like Supreme is right. I mean, most guys do not get approached. So if some guy is getting approached by some girl that, he might have seen from afar, somebody in the office or somebody, like if you go to a dance and you see them every once in a while and now all of a sudden they're paying attention to you, you know, at the beginning it all seems nice. But if we keep getting it, like the girls have been keep getting it, Ryan have been getting it, and we keep getting attention, we're going to have the same attitude they are. Plus, here's another thing that I didn't bring up or elaborate when it comes to women approaching men. If, let's say, they do take it upon themselves to approach men, there's no guarantee that they're going to approach anybody. Like, for example, a guy who says, I wish, you know, women would approach men more. There's no guarantee that these women are going to approach that particular guy. He may still have to go and approach women.
Exactly. There's always going to be someone left out, brother. Just like there's some women that are left out. They have to approach men because they're left out.
They're left out.
No
what?
Men are approaching them. Men ain't approaching women.
Look, what y'all talking about? This is supposed to be Fun Friday. Y'all turning it all serious. Look, it's like
you asked them to tell me.
Well, I know, but you didn't do it right.
Let me make you laugh, Eric. It might be funny. I know that when them women approached you, right? You knew that it was you didn't want. I bet you never let them go, right? You didn't let them go until you had sex with them.
Hell no.
The ones that approached him, yeah, he said that the relationship, he didn't like them and stuff like that, but he still had sex with them though, didn't he?
No. Man, no. And see, I'm over the age of just sticking my thing into anybody, okay?
I was about to say that. Because, you know,
no.
I don't know how old you are, Eric. You only look like you're about 30 or so. I'm over 40, and I like sex, but I like the conversation to be good because, my philosophy is if you can't talk to it, don't fuck it.
Or if they open their mouth, they ain't got no teeth, don't bother with it.
Well, no, that may be a good gum job there, you know.
Great deal, Joe.
You know, no teeth, hey. You don't bite down on my cock, hey, that's a gift.
Joe, now see, you done said it again. Joe, I got to ask this question, and maybe you could help me with this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Where does cock come from? I mean...
Oh, that's a good question. I don't know. It's probably something in English.
A chicken or one of them rooster things, ain't it? I'm just wondering.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. You know why? Because you're close to it. Because cocks, they fight. They have a lot of testosterone. Maybe that's where it came from. You know.
Okay. All right. I just thought I asked.
I never thought about it. So.
Yeah.
How about pussy? Where the hell does pussy come from? Where do these words come from anyway? I don't know. How do you get pussy out of vagina? Vagina is the technical word. Or even mm-hmm.
Well, see, I can tell you, see, because one day it was called cat. So, you know, usually people call cat a pussy. So that's how it translated into that.
Oh, okay. Right.
It sounded good, didn't it?
You almost had me there, Aaron. Yeah. Well, I can give you a little piece of Americana that's true. And this is funny. Do you know, like, when we all say you got to take a crap? You know what I mean?
Where, England?
I don't think so. I think it came from the United States. But it actually, do you know the name for the first flushable toilet? was actually called the crapper.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And the toilet is not that old. It's relatively new. I think it's only like about 150 years old. So can you imagine living like 200 years ago and you could only go to an outhouse?
No, right?
Yeah.
Some people used to throw
their shit out the window.
Exactly.
Oh, good God.
That's why you had the bubonic plague in England.
Look, I did that a couple of times in Iraq, so I can't say nothing about that.
Well, you were in Iraq. That's different. I'm glad you told me. What about those camel spiders over there? Are they as frightful as everybody says?
I never ran into one, so I couldn't answer that. No.
Because
I drove a truck. I didn't stay still long enough.
Because they got video up there and of these camel spiders.
Mm-hmm.
And like one guy, I think he was a sergeant of the Marines or something. He was taking them around to try to scare people. They got scared shitless. Like they knew if a camel spider came through the netting and came up in their bed, they were dead meat.
I mean, they're probably so.
They kill scorpions, these little bastards.
Mm. I'll be damned. They won't get this scorpion. I eat them. That's right. Stand up there like Superman.
They're some mean little bastards.
True.
Yeah, but that's an idea. Where does cock, pussy? Well, you're ready to tell me where pussy comes. How about cunt?
I think that's a Viking word, you know.
Oh, really? It
comes from the Vikings and Anglo-Saxons.
Oh, okay. I mean, y'all hear it here, man. Y'all getting a lesson on where words coming from tonight that I'm talking about.
Yeah, but you know, but here's what I don't like. You can say that's a nice vagina that I ate out the other day. Oh yes, thank you very much. Oh, that was a great pussy. No, no, don't offend my little ears.
It's
what's
true.
The difference?
It's terminology, man.
Oh yeah, but
one
I mean, what
one
was
sounds a, nicer than the other?
But then, you know, I mean, you can say pejoratively, you know, you're a cunt. But sometimes you just say, man, that's a sweet cunt. Women get all upset about chick, but they don't mind calling you a dude. Right?
Look, we ain't getting into that. That's for later on next week. All right,
okay. But
we ain't getting into all that, but yeah.
Okay. what do you have? You have U.S. Senate women in your tags. What's that about?
U.S. Senate women?
Yeah.
Oh, it's just more of them now than there ever has been, and they have a bathroom log jam.
Oh.
Yeah. It's more of them so that, you know how used to go, you know, men, the line in the men's room used to be long? Well, now the men in the ladies' room, the line was long for them to use the bathroom, too.
Oh, that's been around for years. I think they made a law in some state that, I think in a stadium or something like that, the women have to have more bathrooms than men, I think it was. Yeah.
Okay. I'd rather them do it there than somewhere on me.
Yeah. Well, you know, if you go to the bathroom and you spend 15 minutes, I mean, 5 minutes taking a shit and then 10 minutes putting on your makeup, of course you're going to have lines. That's not the men's fault. That's
okay,
the truth.
Joe. Okay. I'll take your word. Wait a minute. Somebody told me one time women don't do that. They just pee. They don't eliminate.
Oh, come on. They make these fucking bathrooms look like boudoirs. They got these long wall-to-wall single mirrors, and they have the women with the seats up in front of them, and they put on their bullshit, and then they, you know, crowd around and talk. You can even see that in the movies. And besides,
movie.
Eric, tell me you never had to clean out a latrine.
Oh, no, I'm not even going to tell you that lie.
All right, and I remember when I was doing it, and in the service, the men's latrine, very sparse, you know, little mirrors for men to, you know, to look at. But in the women's latrine, they weren't even
real mirror. They're more like some aluminum or something.
Yeah, you know, steel mirrors, you know, little steel shit. But in the women's latrine, they had the full wall-to-wall mirror. They didn't have the
doors on the stalls.
Yeah, you know? We had doors in our stall.
We didn't have them on ours.
Oh, shit. Yeah, I'm glad I joined the Air Force. But you know one thing, when you join the Air Force, you're not given a free pass because, you know, within the first 2 years, they can ship your ass to any place in the world to do some sort of combat or semi-combat duty.
But look, Joe, the Air Force don't have no bad damn places to go. Man, come on, be real about that.
Yeah, well, we don't do the same things that the Marines and the Army does, that's for sure. Yeah. But you can say the same thing about the Navy, too. But the Navy, I mean, the Navy prepares the Marines.
You know what?
Look,
I used to tease my uncle about that because he was in the Navy. Uh-huh. I'm like, man, y'all get on the submarine. What y'all do, play hot cot? I said, so what happens if you happen to have that day off and that guy comes off his ship? Somebody got to move. What y'all doing, snuggling and spooning or something? Man, he used to get so mad at me. I'm like, really? So you sharing the bed with another dude? No, I don't think so.
Well, no, I mean, they have the bunk. I mean, you know, you've got to I think they probably, I don't know what the psychological tests are, but they probably test you pretty well for claustrophobia. Because can you imagine being in a single tube for like 6 weeks at a time underneath the water?
I couldn't do that. I'm sorry. I couldn't do that. Hey, Supreme, what y'all eat for Thanksgiving over there, man?
We don't have Thanksgiving.
Y'all don't have Thanksgiving?
He's not American. Why would he have Thanksgiving?
But hell, I don't know. Hell, maybe they want to be thankful for something. Shoot,
Christmas, Easter, New Year's Day.
Yeah, you may want to be thankful for the Queen wearing thongs. I don't know.
Oh, for God's sake, Gary. You ever want to turn off anybody?
You got to face you with the queen, yo.
75-year-old fucking bag wearing a thong.
Well, hey, Judge Judy had on a bikini.
Who?
I mean, really, Judge Judy.
Oh.
Joe.
Judy looks bad just with clothes on. Look at that. Yeah, Green.
If you ruled the world, right, would you get rid of the queen?
If I what?
If you ruled the world,
but
would
I
you
get rid
of the queen? Yeah.
Can I get rid of all competition? Yeah. Why would I want competition around?
No, they're not a threat to you. Would you let them? Would you let them keep their?
If it didn't affect me, I mean, I let the English people do what they want. I don't think the Queen, other than being ceremonial, I don't see why what purpose she serves, again, outside of being ceremonial.
That's what I said, but somebody told me different.
Well, she's worth a lot of money. She's worth $6 billion, and she's robbing it from the people in England.
Tell it.
Right?
Speak the truth.
They got the duchesses of this, and the dukes of that, and the princesses of this, and the prince of that, and the barons of this.
Joe, you may want to reconsider your position then. You may want to go and snuggle up next to the queen.
You know, you're disgusting, Eric. She wasn't even good looking when she was younger. that's like snuggling up to Bush's wife. Not this Bush, the other Bush. Oh, God. The one with the Popeyes. God.
The one that looked old, that wasn't really old.
Yeah, she was old before her time. You know, but she, at least when she was younger in her 20s, she looked okay.
In the 20s?
Yeah, in her 20s.
Oh, my goodness.
But the queen never looked good. Now, Princess Di, now you can send her over, or Kate Middleton, you can send her over to me. Yeah. And there's Duchess Kinsey, I think. She almost looks like Princess Di. She's a cutie too.
Okay.
But don't
take your word for that.
Don't give me the goddamn queen though. Nah. Let the Brits keep their queen.
The queen worth more than all of them.
I don't, Eric. I doubt if I could get it up for that thing. Like I tell you, if you don't want to talk to it, don't fuck it. And if she's that ugly. Now,
$6 million gonna kill her ugly.
Oh, please. No offense, Supreme, but that's an ugly woman.
I ain't gonna argue.
$6 billion can cure ugly.
Well, yeah, like I'm gonna get $6 billion for fucking her. Yeah.
If you do it right, maybe.
She wouldn't want a commoner. Now, remember, we're all commoners over here in America. She wouldn't want a commoner in her royal palace.
That's when you use your look. That's when you use your Jedi mind trick.
No, I just tell her, Queen, you've got to approach me. You
understand?
There
you go.
Yeah. And I'll bet you if she wasn't the queen, she'd be doing a lot of approaching, too.
Choo, choo, choo.
Standing one of them accepting lines, and when she look at you, lock her eyes with it and put her under your spell.
Please. No, no, no. There's only one woman, and coincidentally, she's from England, who actually looks good for her age. And I don't know if she had plastic surgery. She probably did. But Supreme would probably know. Judy... The broad from Sound of Music.
Julie Andrews?
Julie Andrews, yeah.
Yes.
I don't know. Yes. I haven't seen her.
She's 80 years old, and she was on, you know, I saw her, you know, in a video.
Mm-hmm.
And because they were going around promoting the Sound of Music. And she's 80 years old, and she looks, I mean, she must have had plastic surgery. I mean, she had about 1,000 pounds of makeup on, but still, she looked for 80? Holy! Oh, Joan Collins too, from England. Oh, now that's a good-looking woman.
Is it?
But she was in her 50s, but in the 60s and 70s now, yeah, she's starting to look bad.
Okay.
You don't know who
but
she
you got
is?
To play I know who Joan Collins is.
Oh, okay.
Woo! I can't agree with that one.
With
you
Joan Collins, when she was younger, and even in her 40s.
That you can see that she's just holding herself together, man.
Yeah.
She's gonna fall apart like Michael Jackson did.
Oh well, Michael. Well, you couldn't tell if Michael Jackson was a boy or a girl, you know. All those plastic surgeries and everything. Shit.
I don't care. Raquel Welch.
Now, when she in her prime, that was a sexy fucking bitch.
Sophia Loren.
Never liked her.
Really?
Never liked her. She was not sexy to me ever. Never. I didn't like her accent. I didn't like her face. I didn't like the way she acted. I thought she was overrated.
Not overrated.
Oh yeah, she was overrated. I mean, but nah. Now Raquel Welch, I hated that broad's legs. She had no shape. She had legs like toothpicks.
That's American Next Top Model syndrome. That's what I say.
Oh yeah, well shit. These runway models. Oh god, yeah. Who'd want to date them? I mean, they look like they're about to die.
That's what I say. All right, y'all. We got about 3 minutes left. Hey, Supreme. Don't tell me what time your show is tomorrow. Don't let us know about it.
Tomorrow we're talking about relationships tomorrow. You know. We've got Moon Knapp, we've got Nikki Love on the show featuring, talking about black relationships.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to go into the pros and cons. But, you know, it's going to be just like your show. You know, I've got that idea to do a relationship show every weekend, right? Because of course. So I have to commend you, and you put that thought in my head.
Oh, well, thank you.
Yeah.
What time are you going to be on?
It's
going to
be just like your show, but we've got women.
Okay. For right now,
women on the show.
Hey, what will happen if Rich and me and Stanley show up?
You look can show up.
Okay.
Because we're gonna be discussing the white women and the show next week. We're gonna be doing white women versus black women. And
Lord,
better.
Oh, I like to go to that one. I like to have both white women and black women calling in, but
I would love to have. I'm trying to find a white woman to come on the show and do that. And like I said, I'm gonna be. Oh, it has to be play devil's advocate. So no one, she ain't gonna get run off. I'll be defending her, and saying, you know what I mean. And if she's not there, if we can't get a white woman on, right, and brave enough to come on there, then I will have to just play. I'm gonna play devil's advocate anyway.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
So we can get everything out. because, you know, I know brothers who've dealt with, I can see the advantages of having a white woman, right?
Uh-huh.
I can see the disadvantages of having a white woman. I can see the advantages of having a black woman and the disadvantages. And I'm just going to voice this on the show, and we're gonna talk about it all.
That would be good. Because I tell you now, I've been on Blog Talk Radio for a couple of years, more than a couple of years, and I've yet to have any really white participation in relationships. It's almost always 95-99% black.
Mm.
What time are you going to be on tomorrow, Screen?
Carbon Radio, we're going to be on, it would be your time, it's going to be about 5:30 or 6:30 your time. It's 11:30 English time, so it'll be
it's
either 6:30 or 5:30 for you guys. But
what's the name of the show?
Carbon Radio.
Carbon Radio, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, CARBON.
Okay.
And Brother Eric, you can call in, and Joe, and you'll be allowed the same courtesy as you would get on this show.
Well, I don't get any courtesy on this show.
there's no muting. The only thing I'll say to you, though, Joe, is clear up that phone line, because I want to get your opinion.
Well, I'd love to. When something's wrong with the, I don't know, it's either the phone. There's too many things that are possibly wrong with this, because I got cords to answering machine. Could be the answering machine. Could be the phone.
Yeah.
And they make in the phone line, the phone company, they, you know, before they send somebody over, and I don't want somebody to come over because they'll charge you an arm and a leg just for a visit.
Yeah.
You got to take a look at all the connecting components. And when you have an answering machine, two phones, a couple of lines, you've got extension cords, it's like, Jesus Christ, you know, too many things to check, so I just stay with it.
Yeah. All right, y'all. I'm running out of time here.
All right.
I'm going to have to ride out. All right, y'all. Hey, I'll see y'all Monday.
Okay, Preem.
See you tomorrow, Preem.
Yeah, man, definitely.
Take it easy.
All right. Have a good one.
Bye-bye.
Okay. All right, y'all. That's another great fun Friday. I want to thank Joe and Supreme for joining me, you know, and the other guests, Pianki, and the other guests in the chat room. Hey, thank you. Appreciate it. You're greatly appreciated. All right, y'all. Hey, that's going to end it. Y'all have a great weekend, and I'll see y'all Monday for Open Mic Monday. Hey, it's going to be a good one. Until then, y'all have fun. See you later. I'm out of here.